This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We got the unpleasant news last week that someone affiliated with the University of Michigan tested positive for the COVID-19 variant B.1.1.1. She had just returned from a trip to the United Kingdom. Within a couple of days, doctors confirmed two more cases of the variant out of the U of M. The Washtenaw County Health Department has shut down Michigan's entire athletic program after a few confirmed cases of the variant among student athletes. With us to talk about what we know on the spread of this virulent strain of COVID-19 is John Eubacon, Michigan Radio sports commentator. Hi, John.
Hello, April.
Now, do we know exactly how many confirmed cases there are of this variant within the athletic department right now?
We don't. My sources, unofficial, tell me it's a handful because a few other athletes were very quickly contaminated also. And then likewise, the student athlete in question went to Myers, went to on Saline Road, went to Briarwood. So, of course, the county is understandably concerned. The surprising thing here for a university, especially an athletic department, that has been one of the most careful in all of college sports throughout the fall, was one of the least careful in this situation. The student coming back from the UK, which of course is a hotspot for the new variant, was not quarantined, obviously mixing with the city as well as the university. And that's when the panic starts, of course, not without reason.
Now, is there something here that might tell us about the path of contagion? I would expect maybe a team to get shut down, but this is the entire department. I thought most Michigan athletics were at least somewhat siloed within their own practice facilities. Do you have any idea what the crossover is?
Good question. Some good candidates include U.S. Arena in the morning. There's a little pickup breakfast you can get there, bananas and muffins and so on, where all the athletes often mingle. The Academic Center is another place where they all get together. And of course, there's a fair amount of social mingling amongst these various athletes. They all tend to be friends. So there are a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. The decision to shut down sports came from the county health department, not from the university. Have you heard how the university's feeling about that decision?
Well, it's sort of yes and no. The county gave a very strong recommendation. These days, I think the state government is very skittish about laying down hard and fast rules, of course, because people do protest and whatnot. But it was a very strong suggestion and a good one, and Michigan wisely took it. The athletic department, look, they're not thrilled at all, of course. And I cannot imagine right now an athletic department anywhere in the country less eager to shut down their season than University of Michigan. Right now, the men's basketball team is number 4 in the country. The women's team is 12th. They're having the best season in the history of Michigan women's basketball. And the men's hockey team is currently 8th in the country, and they're all on winning streaks. So I suspect this is a deeply unpopular decision in the department, but I think unavoidable.
Yeah, no question. John, the University of Michigan's athletes, or at least a whole bunch of them, got together to put out a statement. They've sort of formed a coalition. Just quoting here, based on the department's testing policies, placing healthy students in quarantine is unnecessary and excessive. They say that it should be taken on a team-by-team basis.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's true if we're talking about a facilities problem, but if the contagion was more from, you know, socializing, that could be a different thing.
So in a nutshell, they basically make your point, April, earlier, which is that the teams are largely siloed, more now than they were even 10 years ago, because where the coaches used to be all in the athletic department building, now, you know, track is on South State Street, tennis is up there as well, you know, baseball, softball, they're all basically separate with their own offices, their own facilities, often their own weight rooms and so on. But there's enough interaction in the Academic Center, at U.S. Arena in the morning, and other places, socially, of course, in dormitories or in their houses, that crossover is a concern. I get where the athletes are going with this, and they work very hard. The odds, perhaps, if you had no contact with this person, are pretty slim. But this new strain is somewhat unknown, as you know, and it seems to be far more virulent, far more contagious than the normal strain we're already dealing with. So, of course, Michigan is going better safe than sorry. It so happens that the president of the university, Mark Schlissel, is, of course, an immunologist. So that probably factors in as well. I get where they're coming from, but I also get where the university is coming from. So this is another in a long series of tough calls.
So the student athletes said in their statement that they tried their best to create social bubbles to prevent the spread of COVID. But, I mean, John, how many athletes are there at the U of M? How big would that bubble have to be?
There are about 900 or so varsity athletes. About two-thirds of them are scholarship. Not that that really matters in this case. The contagion does not care. But 900 student athletes, and again, there are Zoom classes, of course, so there are a lot of protocols here that do help. But there is interaction among them. So I see where the university is coming from. I get the frustration of the athletes, especially when they're probably playing it safe. But as I have heard elsewhere, of course, from the immunologists, when you do the thing right, it looks as though you're being too cautious. And you're doing it wrong, it looks like you're stupid. So those are your choices, looking too cautious or looking stupid. And those are not very appealing choices. But 900 student athletes with this highly contagious, you know, strain, if one of them goes to, you know, the baseball house or the field hockey house, then it's going to spread. So that's the concern.
Right. Now, you alluded to this, but we should note that this has a major impact on a whole bunch of athlete seasons, including the men's and women's basketball teams, which have just been on such a tear. I mean, recognizing that we're in a situation where no one really knows what the tournaments are going to look like this year, how does this affect the basketball team's hopes for tournament?
Not too negatively, I believe. If you're number four in the country, you're having a great season, obviously, and they're blowing teams out, the men's team is. So number four means you're still a number one seed. In other words, one of the top four teams in the nation. That's a lot of power. They're going to make the tournament. They might get bounced, you know, one or two notches below where they are now based on not playing four games coming up. But they should be in good shape. The limit is 13 games to make the tournament. Already the men's team is ahead. 14 games. The women's team is also, they're 10-1, only one loss. So they need to get a couple more games in there. That's a bit of concern. If this does spread, then they're in trouble. If it doesn't spread and it's 2 weeks, they should be okay. I got to tell you also, Naz Hillman scored 50 points last week. That is the most ever in the history of Michigan basketball, men's or women's. So that's the kind of year they're having. And of course, men's hockey is right there as well. So they should all be still okay for the tournaments. The next question, of course, is will the tournaments be okay? And that's a fair question.
Yeah. Obviously, a bit of a lesser concern compared with the impacts to health and life that we could be talking about, but definitely something that's on people's minds.
Hey, like I'm as big a sports fan as there is, but yeah, you got to draw a line somewhere, right? So,
meanwhile, in high school athletics, the criticism is just piling on to Governor Whitmer as sports continue to be a no-go, while she's simultaneously pushing Michigan schools to resume in-person learning by March 1st. What are you hearing from parents and from high school athletic departments about why they think that sports should resume?
The high school athletic departments that I've talked to and also read about have been relatively calm about this. They know that they're largely powerless in the situation. The parents have been less so, as you might have expected, and the athletes as well. And it's exactly what you describe. It's the inconsistency of policies where the governor tends to become unpopular. If it's, you know, across the board, no school, no sports, it's easier to understand. If you're pushing to get them back into the schools by March, as we know, and yet not allowing the athletes to play, that's also an issue. But it has to be said, the overarching concern here, look, high school athletes, the rate of fatalities are extremely low. Likewise, college athletes, it's basically not happened. But that's not the concern from the health point of view, of course. The health concern is if this wild strain gets out in the community. My parents are 88 and 85. They live in Ann Arbor. So other people become targets. And then, of course, your hospitals are filled up yet again in the ICU units. So that's the real concern here. But it's the inconsistency with the school versus sports aspect that has the parents, not all, of course, but many parents frustrated and getting more and more vocal about it.
Well, on the bright side, at least it's cold enough that the kids can finally get out on the pond this winter.
Check the ice, people. Check the ice.
John Eubacon is Michigan Radio sports commentator. He's the author of many books, including Bo's Lasting Lessons and The Great Halifax Explosion. Thanks, John.
Thank you, April.